If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's another story of a mother where you go, yeah, you really shouldn't have had children, should you? In a heartbreaking incident in Morrisville, West Virginia, 14-year-old girl named Kendi Miller found deceased and in a severely emaciated state on her bathroom floor, leading to the mother's arrest on charges of felony child neglect, resulting in death. The Boone County Sheriff's Office responded to a distress call from the family home on Wednesday morning, April 17th, where they discovered the tragic scene. Kennedy, identified by her initials KM in official documents, have been largely isolated from the outside world, having stepped outside her home only a couple of times in the past 4 years and not attended school since early 2020. Sheriff Chad.
No, wait a minute. That's the beginning of the pandemic.
Exactly. And you know what? There are thousands of these, probably millions of kids, actually, who've never gone back to school. And that's a very interesting one, too, which is another conversation. And maybe we'll get to it in a moment. Sheriff Chad Baker told people that the details of the case were very disturbing and hard to fathom, indicating an ongoing and active investigation. The complaint against Julie Ann Stone Miller, who's 49, Kennedy's mother, alleges severe neglect over several years, directly contributing to the teenager's death. It's believed that this neglect caused the death of KM, the sheriff's office stated, noting her overwhelming visible condition and untreated physical problems. At a press conference, Sheriff Baker highlighted the complexity of the case, mentioning that Kennedy has suffered from an eating disorder for years, which had not been diagnosed or treated medically. The teen reportedly had not been eating for months, leading to her death. The medical examiner's report is still pending, which will provide more insight into the exact cause of death. No plea has been entered by Miller yet, who, as arraigned on Thursday, April 18th, she faces a sentence of 3 to 15 years if convicted, alongside a potential fine. Her preliminary hearing is scheduled for Monday, April 29th, where more details are expected to emerge. The investigation also involves checking for any prior child protective service records and examining state laws related to truancy and homeschooling, as Kennedy was reportedly being homeschooled. The aspect of the case underscores the challenges in monitoring the well-being of children who are not in the public school system. Sheriff Baker, visibly moved by the circumstance, remarked on the emotional toll on the first responders, calling the teenager's case pretty rough. The community and the sheriff's office are now grappling with the implications of the case as they await further developments in the official indictment of Julie Ann Stone Miller. What I love where it's like the complexities of the case. No, it's not necessarily complex. It's actually really quite simple. We don't have any sort of child welfare system that's remotely effective. If we had that, if we actually did keep track of children and we did check on them when they just stopped going to school and we didn't just write off, oh, check the box as they're being homeschooled, but we're not going to verify this in any way, shape or form, we wouldn't have so much of this. Or just kids not even getting those boxes checked. They just disappeared during the pandemic. We don't have, and it's not like, I'm going to say this, it's not like the child welfare people who work in those systems aren't well-meaning, but when you have like one to like 10,000 kids, yeah, it's not going to work very well.
No, they're overwhelmed. There's not enough people to keep track of all of these kids. And when one of them falls through the system, I don't think we have the resources to take care of it.
No, we don't. It's insane. I'm trying to find the numbers here right now. There was just significant amounts of kids that never went back to school after the pandemic. I think like LA Unified was, it was like tens of thousands just gone.
Well, don't they have a list? I mean, they take attendance every day. Don't they have a master list of, well, wait a minute, where's X, Y, and Z kid?
Yeah.
You know, when schools open back up and that kid never showed, didn't somebody somewhere go, huh, where is this kid?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's been insane, the amount of kids that never came back. I'm reading something right now about 10%, roughly, never returned across the U.S. Count kids. It sounds like a low number. That's millions of kids.
So what do you think's happening with these kids? Are they being homeschooled and they just never went back to school? Or are they just not accounted for in the system whatsoever?
They're not accounted for in the system whatsoever. And you have a lot of fucking shitty parents that that couldn't take care of the kids, don't take care of the kids, found it to be a way where they didn't do anything during the pandemic as far as educating the kids. Quite honestly, I don't know what the number is to this. I don't think there's any way of really knowing this number, but you have horrible, desperate parents that need money and they have kids that they don't want to begin with. There's a very large child trafficking problem that we have going on here. Where do you think some of those kids came from?
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Ugh. And I think that's the reality of a lot of it. Or they're just running the streets and there's nobody, like I said, there's no accountability. There's nobody that's out there looking for them. There's nobody that, you know, necessarily cares about them because their parents really don't. I mean, society as a whole, the good people do, but you don't know these kids. You just hope and pray that there's somebody that gives a shit about them and is helping them get along. But I think, you know, these are just the stories we hear about. These are the ones that get caught, drive through some shitty areas of towns and just take a look at the conditions that people are living in. And you kind of got to go, yeah, I'm guessing mom and dad probably aren't necessarily putting breakfast on the table or getting the kids to school either. And we just kind of live like this, where a good chunk of our country feels like a third world country. And the other parts that don't, we stick our head in the sand and pretend that we don't live in this country and that these things aren't happening. Go drive through the South. Go take a little trip through like Jackson, Mississippi or something. You'll think you're in Iraq. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I was fucking floored the first time I drove through that city. It looks like a war zone. And it's an operating city. But yeah, I fucking will never drive through that place again. And that's just one. I mean, just go take a little tour of the South, everybody. It's not fucking, it's not what's the couple that does all the home shows? It's,
Magnolia couple.
It's not the Fixer Upper couple. It's not Paula Deen. It's not all the like, oh, y'all come on back for sure. You know, things that you think it is. There's little sects of that here and there, but a majority of it is more kind of like, yeah, Iraq or Iran or some really bombed out place that you would never consider living because it is in utter disrepair. And people are just literally scavenging to get by in some of these places with little to no help or assistance or direction or education or programs to get people back on their feet to get on track. And it's just riddled with drugs and guns and crime. And yeah, I mean, the police don't even want to fucking do anything because they're going to get killed. So go take a tour there. It's and then listen to Brooks and Dunn Only in America as you're driving through and wave your flag and say how proud you are. Because that's how a good chunk of our fucking country is.
And that's really sad and pathetic because we are, at least we used to be, the land of opportunity that you could do anything and be anything you wanted. But then there are these pockets of people who can't and they can't get out of the system and the system just doesn't work for them and needs to. It needs to. you know?
Well, it's like, we've just given up on portions. I mean, I don't have the answer to any of this because it's violence, drug ridden. It's horrible. I don't know how you recover some of the people because I think a lot of them are so far gone. But you also have in these areas, they're reproducing as well. So it's teeming with children, too, in these areas that 90% are just going to repeat the cycle or be dead by the time they're 18 or have five more children by the time they're 18. And it just keeps going. It's a real fucked up place. It's scary to think that this is happening and that there's homes like this. Where this can be happening and no one paid attention to the kids, but that's just the reality. Even areas where there are resources, nobody's going to go knock on your door unless somebody raises a red flag and says, hey, I think this kid's being emaciated over here. And if you don't know about it, guess what? Nobody's going to find out.
Oh, it's just sad.
And on that note, hope you all enjoyed your Wheaties this morning and enjoy.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, but unless you see it, you sometimes don't know. But it's a scary fucking place, a good chunk of this country.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.